The Gemara on the top of Daf Yud Aleph Aleph discusses the Zman of the Geula. The Gemara brings on a Machlokes Tanaim, when the Geula is going to happen. According to one Tana, it's going to happen during Nisan. According to the other Tana, it's going to happen during Tishrei. Based upon this, the Tur Yevin asks a very stark akasha. There's a Gemara in Ervin and Daf Mem Gimel, where the Gemara brings on a Brisa that if a person is Mekabel Naziris, he says, Hareini Nazir b'yom sheben David ba. I want to become a Nazir on the day the Mashiach comes. So he becomes a Nazir the day the Mashiach came. So you don't know if Mashiach came or not. So when is he in Naziris Chal? The Gemara says is Aser Lishtas Yarin B'chol Yarin. You're basically Aser to drink wine every day except for Shabbos Yom Tovim, because every day it's possible that Mashiach came and he didn't hear about it. So in fact, the Tur Yevin, why should he be Aser to drink wine every day? The Gemara over here says the Mashiach only comes either during Nisan or Tishrei, Lamar Kedis, Lamar Kedis. So he should be Aser to drink wine either the whole month of Nisan, the whole month of Tishrei. But every other month, which is not the Zman HaGeula, Lechar, he should be Mutter B'Yayin, because there's no Chashash that Mashiach came and there should not be any problem. And the Tur Yevin says, he brings the Gemara in Sanhedrin, or the Gemara says that, the Gemara in Daf Tzadiches, that there are two different Geulas, two different possible Geulas that can happen. There's the Geula of Zachu and the Geula of Achishana. The Geula of Be'ita and the Geula of Achishana. The Geula of Be'ita means that Hashem is kaveh a certain Zman, the Mashiach is supposed to come no matter what, and that is called Be'ita, even if we're not Roy, Mashiach will come. But then there's a Gula of Achishana, which means that if we're Zaycha, if we're on the Madrega, Hashem will hasten the Gula, will quicken the Gula, and he can bring it at any time, at any second, even though it's not the Iker time that was Nikvar for the Gula. So the Tur Yevin says that this whole Machlek is over here, where the Mashiach will come during Nisan or during Tishrei, that's all working within the Gula of Be'ita. If the Gula is coming at the proper time, when it was planned to be, Machlek says when that time is it during Nisan or during Tishrei? But in the Gula of Achishana, for Zaycha to bring the Gula earlier, and Hashem will be memar the Gula, then there is no Zman, then it could be B'chol Yayim, it could be any time. And that's why the Brisa says, if a person is Mekab and Naziris, B'yom Shem ben David Ba, he's Aser B'yayin every day, because he has to be Chayshish, that maybe we're Zaycha to the Gula of Achishana, and any day could be the Zman of B'yos HaMashiach. That's the Tur Yevin's side over here, in how the Gula is going to work. The Placey in Yeridea, Yenis and Ayamshitz, in the Sefer Yeridea, Simon Kofiyot has a very similar Yisoid. He's bothered with the Rambam Hilchos Melachim, Perek Yud Beis. The Rambam discusses what's going to be by Yemos HaMashiach, and the Rambam says there are some Chachamim that say Eliyahu will come before Mashiach, some say that he won't, and the Rambam says we don't really have any Yedin, these in Yon, and we don't know how it's going to work. It's not important for us to know. When it happens, we'll see what will happen. And it's Mashav in the Rambam that he doesn't know whether Eliyahu will come before Mashiach or not. So, in fact, the place it's Mefurish in that same Gemara in Ervin and Daf Mem Gimel, the Gemara says that first Eliyahu comes and he's Mevasa the Geula, and then Mashiach comes. So, how can the Rambam say we don't know if it's Mefurish in the Gemara in Ervin that Eliyahu comes first? And the place he wants to say is similar, you say, to the Tur Yevin, that it depends if we're talking about the Geula of Be'ito or the Geula of Achishana. He says all these Sdarim and Inyanim that we find, the Klalim, how the Geula will work. The Moshul, the first is Eliyahu Navi, then Mashiach, that's in the Gula of Be'ita. The Gula of Be'ita has certain klalim, there's certain rules how the Gula will happen. But if it's a Gula of Achishana, for Zaycha to bring the Gula early, then Hashem is Mekapitz Alaharim, Medalag, Alagvayis, Hashem will just override everything because of the Abba that he has, he'll bring Mashiach right away, and it's not necessarily going to work, the first Eliyahu. And then Mashiach could come before Eliyahu, and we have no idea how things are going to work. And that's what the Rama means, that Lamaisa, we don't know what's going to be, because we're hoping for the Gula of Achishana, and even though you find certain Gemaras who say certain things, that might be only in the Gula of Be'ita. And Lefi this aside, I think you could ask Akasha that was asked to the Briska Rav. It's brought down in the Swarm of the Mishmar HaLevi in many places, that the Briska Rav was asked on the Nusach of Vani Maimon. We say in the Siddur, Achakalei b'chol yom shiyovei, every day wait for Mashiach. So they asked the Briska Rav, then how could that be? There are many days when you know Mashiach can't come. Chazal say certain days when he could come, certain days when he can't come. So how could we be Mechakalei b'chol yom shiyovei if there are certain days where we know that he can't come? And the Briska Rav said that when Mashiach comes, he'll answer that kasha, and the kasha is a kasha, but at the end of the day, that's the halacha, we have to be mechakalei b'chol yom shiyovei. But perhaps the Fidus Yisrael of the Achrayim, it's not such a kasha, because it's true that there are certain times that we say where Mashiach can't come, maybe only Nisan, only Tishrei, b'chulei, but that's only in the Geula of Be'itam. In the Geula of Achishana, he could taka come any time, and there's no kimat any time. There still might be certain days where, for technical reasons, he can't come, but he pretty much could come any time, and that is the idea of a chakal b'chol yom shiyovei, because we're hoping and yearning for the geula of Achishana. Now, lulei dvarav, I would say that maybe the kasha is not such a kasha because a chakla b'chol yom shi'ove doesn't mean necessarily I'm waiting every day the Mashiach will come today, but it means that every day I'm waiting for Mashiach. There's a yearning and a longing for Mashiach every day, just like if a person, chalila, is waiting for results of a medical test and he's getting it in 2 weeks, but every day up until that point he's waiting and yearning. He can't wait to get the results. He's hoping for good results, and he's. It's on his mind, and he's waiting for it, even though he knows it can't come this day. And that's what the tzipia for Mashiach is, lahavdol, that we, every day, we're yearning and longing for Mashiach, even though there might be days that for technical reasons he can't come, but the chikoi, the mitzap lebiyasai, the chakal lebichoyim shiyavai, that's something that could taka happen every day. We should be zeichet taka to see the gula of Mashiach, of achishana, b'mheir v'yameinu.